This is Craig Patchett from Godcast.org with Charles Spurgeon's Morning and Evening for the evening of May 5th. Proverbs 16:20 reads, "He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he." Wisdom is man's true strength, and under its guidance he best accomplishes the ends of his being. Wisely handling the matter of life gives to man the richest enjoyment and presents the noblest occupation for his powers. Hence, by it he finds good in the fullest sense. Without wisdom, man is as the wild ass's colt, running hither and thither, wasting strength which might be profitably employed. Wisdom is the compass by which man is to steer across the trackless waste of life. Without it, he is a derelict vessel, the sport of winds and waves. A man must be prudent in such a world as this, or he will find no good, but be betrayed into unnumbered ills. The pilgrim will sorely wound his feet among the briars of the wood of life if he do not pick his steps with the utmost caution. He who is in a wilderness infested with robber bands must handle matters wisely if he would journey safely. If, trained by the great teacher, we follow where he leads, we shall find good, even while in this dark abode. There are celestial fruits to be gathered this side of Eden's bowers, and songs of paradise to be sung amid the groves of earth. But where shall this wisdom be found? Many have dreamed of it, but have not possessed it. Where shall we learn it? Let us listen to the voice of the Lord, for he hath declared the secret. He hath revealed to the sons of men wherein true wisdom lieth, and we have it in the text, "Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he." The true way to handle a matter wisely is to trust in the Lord. This is the sure clue to the most intricate labyrinths of life. Follow it and find eternal bliss. He who trusts in the Lord has a diploma for wisdom granted by inspiration. Happy is he now, and happier shall he be above. Lord, in this sweet eventide, walk with me in the garden and teach me the wisdom of faith. And that ends this evening's reading from Charles Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, brought to you by the Godcast Network and Godcast.org. This is Craig Patchett, hoping you have a wonderful evening. See you tomorrow.